Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 27th day of Nisan Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Kalayim, Perek Tishi'i, Mishnah Gimel. Mitbuches HaYadayim, hand towels. Mitbuches HaSforim, mantles for a Sefer Torah. Mitbuches HaSfog, bath towels. Ein Bahem Mishum Kalayim, have no restriction as far as Kalayim, as far as having wool and linen in them. And there's no problem about using these things made of shatnas of wool and linen. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer says, no way. He says it is forbidden to use such towels that are made, any towels that are made from kalim. And that's, or even mantles of a Sefer Torah. And that's because they can easily be folded around one's hand and provide some sort of warmth on the hand, and then one is benefiting from wool and linen, in almost like a garment form. Indeed, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, like the second opinion, that we do not use towels made of shatnas as well. Umitbuches hasaporim, as far as the protectors, the cloths that are used by hairdressers, which they put on the people getting a haircut to collect all the hairs there, Asuras Mishum Kalayim, are definitely forbidden because if they have any shatnas in them. And that's all opinions, even according to the Tanakhama. And that's because they are being worn by the person having a haircut. That is clearly a levush. And the Torah says they should not come on you. They're not allowed to be on you, any garments made of wool. Mishnah Dalet. Tachruchei Hames. Shrouds used to wrap the body in. Umardas shel chamoir, saddle of a donkey, which the rider sits upon. Ein bahem shem kilayim, there is no prohibition of having wool and linen in either of those two. The reason for shrouds not being a problem of wool and linen is because, as it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim chapter 88, Bameisim chofshi, iman, the dead free. The Gemara learns that when a person dies, he's free of mitzvahs. He doesn't have mitzvahs, or she doesn't have mitzvahs. And therefore, there is no problem about burying the people with shatnas. The Chachamim, in fact, the Gemara brings down that it's not just, there's no Isser, but even the Chatchila, you're allowed to make it out of shatnas, out of wool and linen together. Now, the Tosefta explains that if it would be a garment that kilayim would be hidden there would be just a little bit of shatnas there, then you're not allowed to sell such a thing to a goy. He might not sell it to a Jew, nor can one use it to make a saddle for a donkey for it. Now, why not? And that's because since you can't see the wool and linen together, you can't see the mixture of shatnas, there is a fear that someone might take from it a patch and use it for his garment. You can take a little bit of this saddle and patch another garment with it, because people will not stop using it because they can't see the kalayim. But to make a saddle that is of wool and linen that's clearly recognizable as shatnas in it, that there's not a problem at all. Why? Because no one's going to make a patch out of it and use it for clothing. They can see shatnas in it. And number two, as we said before, because it's hard and not going to fold around the body, therefore there's not a shayla of wearing kalayim if one sits on such a saddle. However, the Mishnah concludes and says, Lo yitein hamardas shel al kisefei. One is not allowed to put a saddle over one's shoulder, a filuloitzil zevel, even if it's just to take out the manure, to take out the zevel, and you want to protect your shoulder or you want to protect your clothing from it, so you're just taking it out on a saddle, that cannot be done if the saddle is made out of kalayim. Why? Because there you're not sitting on it. There, the kalayim is actually on the person. It's actually on the, and the Torah says, "Uvegit kilaim lo yala alecha," that a garment that has kilaim should not go upon you, and that means even a baguette, even a garment that's not used for wearing as a garment, it's still also simply by putting it on one's body.